Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing. You know, I put in a lot of dedication, you know, trying to get to the next level. You know, it's been a dream since being young, and just being able to be a part of this team is, you know, it's an honor. Being under Coach Stoughton and, you know, getting to perfect my craft.
How are you taking to his coaching style so far?
It's different. You know, I had Coach Thompson, came out of ASU, you know, totally 180. It's a totally different person, but, you know, that's his style of coaching, so that's something you just got to adapt to trying to be in the pros. But, you know, I'm getting the job done, so.
You know you can play this game, but what are you first and foremost most interested in terms of finding out about yourself at this point?
Just bringing out my full potential, you know, and just trying to become the most dominant player I can be, you know, and work my way up, see what happens.
What's your impression of Jordan? I know this is like his first time playing football, but he's obviously a big dude.
I think he's doing pretty good. Yeah. Switching from rugby, his way is a total different kind of sport, you know. But I think he's doing the work, you know, but it's a new sport, so everybody has some, you know, thing to do if, you know, but like we're coaching each other, being rookies. So, you know, we're just helping each other out.
When did you start playing football?
I didn't start the freshman year of high school.
Okay. Yeah. So you're a late starter too, but
yeah.
Could you imagine if you had never played football and you had to be at a mini camp?
Yeah, that would be hard. Especially coming, you know, he's coming from running the ball and tackling to now you got to defend and block people. So, you know, I feel like that's really hard to do. But, you know, he has athletic ability and capability of doing it. So,
how about you, the relatively late start? Why freshman year?
Didn't really go up around sports. I tried Pop Warner, but in California there's a weight limit. And I was pushing that weight limit.
So when you got to high school, was it your decision or did the coach say, hey?
Nah, I was actually showing up to watch my cousin practice.
Okay.
And I went with my mom and we're sitting on the sideline. And the coach looks over and, you know, calls me over. So I go out there and he threw me a pair of cleats and the rest is history.
Were you as big then as you are now?
Height-wise, I'm probably like 6'4", 6'5". Yeah, just starting to hit my growth spurt.
How old do you know Big B? Like,
oh, yeah. No, real cool. Even after the draft, he called me. And, you know, prior to the draft, he was still FaceTiming me in the morning. So, you know, we spent 3 years together. We played a couple games on the same side. So I think we're really cool, especially being on the O-line. Everybody has that close, tight-knit bond.
Does he actually speak, like, more than 2 words at a time?
Would be?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard he's not much of a talker, but, you know, to teammates, it's probably a whole different kind of aspect.
What has he said to you since the draft?
You know, be ready, yeah. Getting the playbook, you know, if you need any help, I'm going to help you out. And, you know, just welcome me to Philly.
So you walk in this locker room for the first time, and you see all these Pro Bowl names, big money players, and Super Bowl champion names. What's the first thing that goes through your mind?
So, a lot. Just being able to be a part of the team. You know, it's crazy. Out of 32 teams, you know, you go to the team that just won the Super Bowl, and I feel like it's like big chip on the shoulder, like, okay, I really got to show up every day and show that I belong over here. So,
are you looking forward to getting in the offensive line room with some of those guys? I mean,
yeah.
Jason Peters, Lane Johnson.
Most definitely. JP, you know, I watch a lot of film on JP. You know, his jump set, it's like one of the best in the league. Lane, real dominant right tackle, you know, probably the best right tackle in the league, you know, depending on who's talking. Then you got Kelsey, Smarts. You know, it's just going to be a lot to learn from.
What's your impression of Stoughton so far?
He's a tough dude. I like his attitude. It's different. It's kind of like Coach Patterson, though. So, you know, real intense. But, you know, now I have to deal with it.
Coach Stoughton said that you have one of the strongest grips that he's ever been around. How did you develop that?
I have no idea. I tried doing some the rice bucket, and then training at school was all a lot of upper body. Did extra work on like forearm stuff, grip. So I think that if not, then it's just natural.
Just the fact you have 11 and a half inch hands.
11 and a half inch hands. Yeah.
Did you play other sports before starting football?
No other sport. I played rugby for a little bit, but just. You know, showing up to run around, not really trying to pursue it.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.